I'm talking to John Bellingham. John, here in Haute, this family home that you're living in, many generations of your family lived here.
My great-grandfather built it. Mm-hmm. Just before the famine, in the 1830s.
And when he built the house, what architect or who did he use to...?
Himself. What happened was he had a farm in North County Kildare, just outside the domain wall of Carton, called Ravensdale, which had belonged to the Duke of Leinster. And his great aunt had generously bought it for him and given it to him. And he was married to a first cousin, also Bellingham, daughter of an army officer in the Bengal infantry, I believe. And he had a rake of children, I forget how many, about nine. And somebody had told them that sea bathing was good for their health. So he thought he'd come out to Hoth. Now, at that time, the peninsula belonged to the Earl of Hoth, but he had some financial pressure, and part of it, the southwest corner of it, had been mortgaged to Mr. Pyle. So this was actually part of the Pyle estate, from which my great-grandfather bought about 65 acres. And at that time, there was no road on the south side of the peninsula. He asked Lord Hoth if it would be possible to build a road, but Lord Hoth said no. He didn't want to do anything that would enhance the Pyle estate, I suppose. So what my great-grandfather, William Bellingham, and his wife had to do was to build a little harbour down there, their own harbour, and then the material was brought in by sea. And what he built was quite a modest cottage, really. Well, a little bit more than a cottage. It was one story with a basement, and then behind there are two stories. And when my parents enlarged the house by taking off the roof to put on another story, they found in the roof some of the corners of the joists were actually the bow of a ship. This was obviously flotsam and jetsam that had been washed up on the coast there, and which he bought. And there's a peculiarity about Hoth and Malahide, because Lord Hoth and Lord Talbot were both hereditary admirals. So whereas in other parts of the country, the landowner owns as far as high water mark, in Hoth and Malahide, the landowner, thanks to Lord Hoth, owned down to low water mark, and therefore could claim the flotsam and jetsam that came in. So the roof was built partly from this flotsam and jetsam. So he lived here and reared he lived in Ravensdale in North Kildare, but was here in the summer. And the family would come over in the summer. And one coach went ahead a day before with servants and supplies, and the family followed the next day in another coach. And it took them most of the day to drive from Leaslip, which is between Leaslip and Maynooth, but on the back road, to Hoth. By that time, Lord Hoth had consented for a road to be built. So they came on the road that is here now, which was later used by the tram track, because the tram was abolished in the 1950s.